Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Double Diamond Hour here on TalkingAlternative.com. Yes, it's me again, your host, Sam Leibowitz. Dr. Millie Lytle gets this week off because she'd done two shows in a row last month, so I do two shows. But she will be back next week. I promise you will hear her here. I know you all miss her. I really want to first just thank my guest last week, Shweta Parma, for coming in to, you know, really talk about her personal experience with her condition and what it was like going through the ER and dealing with sort of the allopathic side of having a problem and infection, and you know, her experiences with antibiotics and what she was doing to try and approach things in a healthier, more integrative way. I think there was a lot to be learned from that discussion. Yeah, if you happen to miss it last week, the archive is up. Just to go to the Talking Alternative website to the Monday shows, the Double Diamond Hour, and it'll be the right up there in the list. Just a couple of quick announcements. For those of you who were interested in coming out tonight to see Donna Davis, who's doing a special event here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center tonight, I'm sorry, but the event is pretty much sold out, if not overbooked. I had even friends contact me over the weekend who were like, can I come? And I'm like, well, if you don't mind sitting on the floor, but I think I'm out of chairs. So it's going to be pretty packed tonight. So if you do not get a chance to sign up, I will try and talk to her later today and convince her that we should do another one since we had such a wonderful response to this event. So look for perhaps another one in the next few days or so. And of course, for those of you who are interested in signing up for a spoon bending workshop on December 14th, this will be our last spoon bending workshop for this year, 2013. We've been getting more and more of a response and more people coming out for the workshop. So I have a feeling this one will be equally as popular. So make sure you go to our meetup group, the New Earth Society. Just go to meetup.com/New Earth Society and sign up there while seats are available, because that probably will sell out as well. So today, we're really feeling like we're in winter today here in New York City. It's snowing yesterday and kind of sleet and ice and rain and all that wonderful stuff. So of course, what did I have to do to bring in someone who's actually a California native who is stressing out over trying to get in from the suburbs to the city today? I'm very, very pleased to have Kathleen Grace with us. She's a licensed esthetician here in New York and California. For those of you who don't know what estheticians are, they're people who work on your skin. She is the founder of Interna Beauty, and she travels all around the world teaching, lecturing. She consults with spas and wellness centers, as well as deal with quite a celebrity clientele, I understand. Maybe we'll get her to tell us of some of her secret clients. She is of Native American ancestry and has mastered the journeying into the mystic spirit world and brings with her energetic healing. So she's not just someone who's going to make your skin feel good, but she's going to use a real spiritual or energetic process to do that. As a channel in the Native American tradition, her innate abilities are used to ignite the health and healing of the internal body, especially as it relates through to the skin. Through ancient cosmology, her sessions become powerful rituals and initiations into conscious awakening. She is presently working on the creation of her new company, Interna Beauty, which offers natural means through products derived from ingredients used by Native Americans. Interna believes that beauty and wellness come through our connection with the, am I pronouncing this right? Kapuri?
Kapuri, yes.
Kapuri, the life force or God energy within. She's working on a book and her own skincare line, which will be launched in early 2014. And I'm very pleased that her journeys bring her here to the studios at Talking Alternative. Welcome to the Double Diamond Hour, Kathleen.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. So where in California did you grow up?
I grew up in a small town called Hollister, California.
Oh, Hollister.
Before the famous clothing line, nobody knew where Hollister was. It's
right.
Actually the earthquake capital.
Oh, really?
Of California.
So were you used to the house like shaking every year?
We shook it up.
Oh, wow.
So we learned how to stay very grounded in a town called Hollister.
Oh.
It's right on the fault line.
Right on the San Andreas fault line?
Yes, right on the San Andreas fault line. About 20 miles inland of Carmel and Monterey,
okay.
Which is beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful native land there.
That Bay Area stuff. So were you brought up in sort of a very traditional, like, Native American household? I mean, or was it something that, like, you discovered a little bit later in life and delve into deeper?
I discovered it a little bit later in life. I was brought up in a very traditional, we're actually brought up Catholic, mm-hmm. background. And, you know, I lived in a normal house. I didn't live in a teepee.
Right.
And I went to local schools. And
though, considering how many earthquakes you had, a teepee might have been safer.
Might have been better. Somebody should have figured that out sooner.
Right.
I knew I was a healer early on, but I really wanted to research my roots as I got older.
And that's how you found out that.
Well, I think when you're little, you're wanting to be out in nature and
mm-hmm.
with the animals and the birds and the, you know, we had horses and it was country, rivers close by and a lot of nature. So
beautiful.
I was able to, I was very blessed and able to connect with nature,
right.
Which is part of what we need to do as a people, to
yes.
be out in nature.
Oh, absolutely. It's very revitalizing. So how did you come to be an esthetician? I mean, when you were a little girl, did you, like, you know, paint your dolls with your mom's makeup and stuff?
You already know the answer to that. I really am a girly girl.
I think
it does start with the feminine, with the divine feminine, where mm-hmm. we start to intuitively get into what our mother uses or our grandmothers or any woman that would be around us. Her makeup and her beautiful things that she mm-hmm. used on herself. And I started creating, whether it was just with lipsticks or I used to go in our neighbor had a beautiful rose garden. And mm-hmm. I used to go and I thought I was doing a good thing. I used to pick all of the rose petals from the yard, and I put them in a big bucket, and I'd fill it with a hose with water, and I was stirring, and it smelled so beautiful. Well, meanwhile, her prize garden is ruined.
Right.
And then I would take my mother's Chanel or beautiful, expensive perfume and pour it out and replace it with what I had made.
Oh.
From different leaves or things that I picked that I thought smelled very beautiful. So that's how it began. And I
guess your mom wasn't too happy about that.
Well, she actually encouraged me to be creative.
Oh, did she?
I was never in trouble for doing that.
Oh,
so
wow. That's great.
So I would give them away. I would give them as gifts and want other women on the block to try those. And here's what I made for you as a little girl. So excited to share. So that's how it started.
I see. So it was really started very young. It was really in your roots. That's wonderful. When did you, as you sort of, as an adult, started researching your heritage, when did you start to combine? Because you really do a wonderful thing of sort of combining this heritage that you own with this thing that traditionally people tend to think of skincare and beauty as something very superficial and very commercialized. But you take a very different approach to it, don't you?
Yes, I do. And thank you, Sam. Yeah, what happens, that did start actually when I was young, just being able to be out in nature and honoring the beauty and being perhaps near the ocean and knowing that that represents beauty and taking care of ourselves as well. But I knew I was a healer early on from wanting to correct things that I saw that were not that were not okay, whether it was a hurt dog or a hurt cat or a wounded bird. I would, before my brothers would even do it, I would go and try to try to heal that. So to me, that's beauty. When we honor each other and have respect and reverence for nature and all that's around us. So we were raised to honor that. So that's first how that started. Having a love for taking care of one's skin was not something that that I knew about that early, but I wanted to understand my roots more each as I got each year that I got older. It was more intriguing to me.
So would you say like you were a healer first and then you kind of came into this whole idea of taking care of ourselves in a natural way?
I think that's what happened. And I didn't like that I had some of these intuitive things or that I didn't understand really what I was feeling or why I could being an empath and I can also see and I didn't really understand it, nor did I like it very much.
Oh, really?
So as I got older, I began to investigate more and more, but I went through school and went through life and did my life and had a normal childhood. As far as normal is, but well, you know,
as far as normal growing up in a small town in California,
that's right. Just rode my bike and played and did things like that. So we were lucky to have nature all
that's
around.
Wonderful. Was there a point where you felt you were different than the other kids, like in high school or maybe younger, where you kind of like, you know what, you mean you don't feel this or you don't see this?
Yes, that's a lot of what it was. So you end up sort of playing alone is really what happens. And to be a woman or a girl, a little girl to do that, you're really like a tomboy. Really, it's more what boys would want to be doing, playing with animals. And I was lucky to have animals, even you know, in the yard. We had a little bit of a farm in the backyard. So,
oh, really?
But not every child or friend of mine would want to do that.
Right.
So I was weird.
Ah, you were one of the crazy ones.
Well, it's fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's the crazy ones who change the world, right?
If that's what I would think.
Yeah. Okay, so it's time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about Kathleen's work and about being able to take care of our skin in a much more conscious way. So please stay tuned. And of course, if anyone has questions, feel free to call in at 877-480-4120. You're listening to The Double Diamond Hour, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consulting services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no-obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your NeoSage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
And there's a California band for you, Kathleen.
Thank
the Mamas
you.
And the Papas.
Yeah.
Just for you.
California dreaming.
Yeah. So we're here today talking with Kathleen Grace, a very special anesthetician of Native American background. So I'm curious, at what point did you decide to make a career of working with people in their skin?
Yeah, that's where the big switch came.
Uh-huh.
And the way that came about is really very, very unique. When I was, I think, what are you, in a junior in high school? I think I'm 16, 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that my mother had breast cancer.
Oh,
and she was going to die of breast cancer. Thank you. And the doctor had said she didn't have very long to live. So... Mm. You know, in those days, there wasn't a lot of money, and mm-hmm. I knew that I was going to have to go to work right away. If my mother was gone, that's who took care of me. So
right.
I went to my high school counselor and told him how I need to graduate early. I had really good grades. I need to graduate early in order to start working because my mother's going to die. And so he said, well, the only thing that there is... for you to do is to, there's a course over at the local college. It would be an elective course. It would give you enough units to graduate at the semester.
Ah.
And it's a course in skin care.
Oh.
And I said, well, I don't really care what it feel, whether it could be in woodworking. I wanted to, I needed to get
whatever it was.
Whatever it was, I signed me up.
Yeah.
And so he said, okay. And so the local college was a half hour away from the small town of Hollister.
Mm.
And so I began taking this class and, mm-hmm. you know, just by accident,
right.
fell right into skin care.
Wow.
And I loved it.
Ah.
I went every day and I did my classes in the daytime. I did that in the afternoon and it was wonderful. By the time I graduated high school, my mother had died, and I had a license to be an esthetician. Mm-hmm. So I graduated from school, and I bought my first spa and salon at the age of 18.
You bought your own spa and salon
yes,
at 18?
Yes, it was the first venture of a young entrepreneur.
Wow.
And so that's how it began. I loved it. I loved the course. I loved the teacher that taught me. She has been a mentor. She's 94 years old today, and I'm very,
wow,
very close to her.
Still alive? Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh,
she turned into my mother is what she did after. And she's actually Native American and Spanish descent as well. So we really connect as spirit works in mysterious ways.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes. And so that's what happened. I realized that... this is what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And I knew by then I was a healer. I knew what
yeah.
I could do. So,
mm-hmm. And did you ever, or should I say, at what point did you start to really develop sort of the healing side of what you do?
Well, that came more and more as I began
So it was sort of slow process over time?
Slow process over time, and I had to keep learning. I feel that as we heal ourselves, we become stronger healers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're usually attracting people to us that are carrying a lot of the same things that we have. Obviously, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. So we have having great compassion and being an empath and knowing that the person was hurting and realizing that the skin was just the outer view of what was going on internally. And in fact, that's why I named my company Interna Beauty, because everything really is taking place on an internal level.
Internal level, right.
And I figured that out very early, too.
Mm.
So
did you start sort of making recommendations to the women who would come to see you, like in addition to doing the skincare and the beauty stuff, tell them, oh, you know, you should try eating this or you know, maybe you want to do this to help to let your beauty come out more?
Yeah, that is how it started. But again, spirit comes through me and I would just find myself saying something that I didn't even realize that I had said, where I would be giving information and the person would say, well, how did you know that that's going on? I might say something about, you know, well, why don't you stand up more to your boss? Why do you allow that to happen? Because that makes you nervous. That upsets you when that happens. And the person would say, well, how do you know that? Or, you know, and I'd say, well, that would help you to calm down if you could just speak a little more.
Yeah.
And so I'd catch myself saying things like that. Or
I see. So it, in kind of a way, you were channeling what today we would call channeling, but like not even aware of it. It's just allowing things to come out of your mouth. And then it's like, huh, well, why did I just say that?
That's right. I didn't have any training, so I didn't know what really was taking place. So I'm about 18, 19 years old doing all of this. So.
Wow.
I just continued on and I realized that I could channel the energy through my hands, and I knew my hands got very warm because people would tell me that. Mm. And what I did know is that people felt so beautiful and so relaxed and so nurtured when I was finished. Mm. That made me very happy. That gave me great joy. And does to this day.
Wow. Was there a point where you said to yourself, like, this is wonderful, I need to understand this more, and went to study, or really you just allowed it to flow in your life naturally?
I allowed it to flow naturally, and in the Native American tradition, we call that receiving in the feminine way. We receive the gifts that spirit's bringing. And because I always have had a spiritual connection, I knew spirit had given me something unique. But I had a lot of mentors and mostly women that I could go to, and my school teacher being one of them, to help to guide me. And I was a good student and still am. I think that's a lot of what we're always learning. I think it takes at least one lifetime to figure this all out. I don't know, but I mean, we want to absorb everything if we can be open enough to do it.
Right. And so how did, I mean, other than, as you said, like the things you would say to your clients, how did things sort of start to shift and change for you where you really started to do something unique compared to other anestheticians out there?
Well, what happened is that their skin started healing. So if somebody, in other words, somebody came and had a skin problem or acne or dark pigmentations on the skin or rashes or irritations of any kind, sensitive skin, really anything can take place. When I was able to watch the healing of that process, I knew something really unique was taking place. That wasn't even really about me, but I just being the conduit for that.
Right.
So,
but I imagine you developed a bit of a reputation, and people started referring people to you. And
that's what happened. That's how clientele started. And so I'm still in a small town, doing local people where you know, it's a small town where sometimes more cows than people in that kind of an environment. But yeah. they did hear, and they would come and bring their children and even the husbands. You know, this is really wonderful for men, too. I have a big male clientele
wonderful.
As well.
Yeah.
The men need nurturing, too.
Absolutely. So was there a point in your career where you felt things really changed, where you all of a sudden, you know, sort of expanded to a higher level?
Well, I had always aspired to higher levels. I always mm-hmm. wanted to grow and be the best that I could be.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept asking for Spirit to take me and use me however I that mm-hmm. needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when you're open to that, you have to be open to change. And
right.
so, you know, here I am in New York City.
Right. How long ago did you come to New York?
I came in 2001 after 9/11. I wanted to be here to help with that healing process.
And was that just sort of a spur of the moment thing? You said, I'm going to come? Or?
Well, no, I actually came in 1998 the first time, and I had a difficult time, but I actually got offered in 1998 to come back to the local college where I once had attended mm-hmm. to teach under the tutelage of Mrs. Bush, who I'm speaking about. So I had to go to do that. That's a dream, to be able to teach others.
Yeah.
So I had gone to.
So before coming to New York, had you stayed in Hollister all your life?
I stayed in Hollister and within the surrounding areas. I went to San Francisco.
Okay.
For a bit, and Monterey. I had salons all over. And
oh, really?
Yes, I just started opening different little places so I could be here and there. No, I couldn't stay put in the small town. I was struggling then, now that I knew more and wanted the chance to see the world.
Right. And do you remember who was your, like, first famous celebrity client?
My first famous, I believe it was Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn,
I want to say, yes. I'm trying to think, there might be somebody before that in San Francisco, some local people, but Goldie was probably the first great big star, yes.
And how did it feel to have actually someone like that as a client?
Well, it was quite an honor.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was quite an honor to know that celebrities could go anywhere they want to go in the world,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that they would choose to come to me is really—it's an honor.
Mm.
It's very heartfelt.
And that she came to you because of a recommendation.
Yes, that was word of mouth. You know, I don't even have a website. I've been found out word of mouth from the beginning of time, which I love. That's very traditional. When you heard of a great healer in the next village, you traveled
to find that person.
To find that person. Wasn't on the internet.
Right. Yes. but we are on the internet today.
Here we are.
And we are in need of taking another break. So we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll talk about sort of some of the latest things and how you work with people today and what you've discovered over the years to really help people to be their beautiful selves.
Thank you.
So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Double Diamond Hour on talkingalternative.com, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power, Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloan.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Back. You're listening to the Double Diamond Hour. My guest this hour is Kathleen Grace, a licensed esthetician here in New York and California, who combines sort of her Native American background with some actually pretty modern techniques of helping people to take care of their skin. So I'm just curious, Kathleen, when you work with someone comes to see you, how do you work with them? You know, like, what's a session like, you know? You just kind of, like, look at them and say, okay, let's lather on some lotion, or...
Well, the way that I start is I start by reading the body.
Hmm.
And I ask permission from them mm-hmm. for that. And I'm able to pick up, usually intuitively, internal things that are going on in the body, which is the result of usually what's happening to the mm-hmm. skin. The okay. skin is the largest organ of our body.
Yes, it is.
So everything, people don't realize everything we think mm-hmm. and digest emotionally, mm-hmm. Nutritionally, mm-hmm. is going to result in our skin. Mm-hmm. It has to come out of somewhere.
Right, right.
So, The skin gets everything. So if we're angry, that's going to reflect heat in the right. in the liver, and a lot of times the result would be acne or broken blood vessels. You know, you get mm-hmm. so mad some of the times. Those Italians get that blood vessel right here, and so you can see how that works your blood up, and mm-hmm. and it damages the capillaries. So that's just one thing, but also women throw their bodies off by just being very stressed and emotionally off balance. And then that, in turn, harms the hormones. That puts our hormones, which triggers the sebaceous glands. Mm-hmm. So you're either underproducing oil or overproducing oil. And so all of that is just simply you're out of whack. Your body just needs to get back into grounded.
Right. And also your diet can have a lot to do with it as
Your diet is everything.
Yeah.
Your diet is everything. So people, you know, the falsehood of, you know, French fries and hamburgers and milkshakes causing acne is really not true. But the reason why you thought you had to go and eat all that stuff is the reason that you broke out.
Oh,
so if you have to back it up a little bit and say, well, why did you go and think you needed to eat a candy bar?
Right.
Well, because I was stressed, and you know, that's how that begins. So it isn't the food itself.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a diet of French fries and milkshakes is not what I suggest.
Not the healthiest thing for our bodies.
No, it doesn't do anything. But the reason that you are not honoring your body more is what I would look at there. Mm-hmm. So by reading the body, I'm able to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go into protocol and treatment. I evaluate the skin and I would begin like that.
Have you found over the years, because you've seen, you know, you've worked with so many women and men, that there are some sort of basic common kind of mistakes or misconceptions people have about taking care of their skin?
Well, people just don't take care of their skin is what
period.
I mean, it's like the little kids, you make them wash up before dinner. It's like having to remind them, why would you walk around New York with all the toxicity, or any city for that matter, toxicity and dirt and grime in a day's time? And with women, we wear makeup, but why at night when you come home would you not wash your face and prepare yourself to go to bed and just get into bed with all that energy still on you? That's getting on those beautiful pillowcases. And so I think to get people into a routine of nurturing yourself, taking care of yourself, that's God, goddess energy. That's self-love. The skin represents self-love. So taking care of your skin represents really the highest form of self-love. The fact that you're even doing it and creaming your body when you're getting out of the bath or out of the shower, that's taking the time to nurture yourself. That gives that's self-respect, that's self-love, that brings and promotes self-esteem. So, you know.
So do you encourage people to, like, have that kind of intention when they're doing these kinds of things? Because, you know, a lot of people who are into skincare and beauty care, they talk about this stuff, but not necessarily with that kind of intention behind it.
That's the first thing I look at is somebody's self-esteem. You know, the Native Americans believe that that's everything. And of course, we feel like we're responsible for the sun coming up, so we don't have a problem with self-esteem. We have, I'm just teasing. We have, but it's a big problem today. And women, you know, young girls and even men, you know, that we have the media that teaches us. Those are our role models. Instead of learning to love and honor ourselves for who we are and who we are internally as a sacred child of God.
You know, it's interesting. I just recently saw a post on Facebook that talked about how this unattainable role models that Hollywood puts up, and how when you see these beautiful women in magazines, like, they don't even look that good, and that everything is, you know, digitally altered. And there was even, I forget, what was it, Kate Winslet or one of the famous actresses that they used a picture of her, and they literally reduced her leg size by 3 inches. And she's like, that's not what I look like. And that, you know, because of this sort of pursuit of this perfection and this ideal that's really unattainable, that really affects how we see ourselves, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's a big problem today. So, teaching children, men and women, really at an early age, that has to be done in order to, and that's to not to buy into that media of that's quite an illusion that takes place, and that's really not the truth of who we are and the beauty and grace and wisdom that we each carry. That really has, confidence is always sexier.
Always.
And most men would agree with that.
So
the reason a lot of women even want to go and alter their looks is has to do with them, and it's really, they might blame a man, but it's not because of a man is pushing to do that. It has to be addressed. It's a big thing.
Do you find that your clients these days are open to this kind of conversation?
They're definitely open. That's why I'm very busy and have a big clientele, celebrities included.
Great.
I think they're tired of it, too. They had to sort of, you know, we call that selling out to the white man when you end up buying into that. That's really not to do that. Right. And really to hold to your own truth and to trust. That's the sacred feminine. The feminine knows. she trusts. Mm-hmm. She trusts what she knows, and mm-hmm. she's guided. So you know, if you get around that, you would just say, you know, I'm not going to be involved with that.
Right. So, I mean, I would guess here in New York City, your typical client comes in, they're stressed out, they're probably working some job at a frenetic pace. What kinds of recommendations do you make for them about how they can take better care of themselves?
Yes, that's the average New York, not only woman, but man that is.
Mm-hmm. And not just New York, and many big cities around the world.
Well, what's happening is that people are in survival mode now. And when something like our Earth is that's our base, our foundation is shaky as it is, because the Mother Earth is shifting now with all these changes. So the people are not feeling grounded. And so if you're running around in a masculine sort of energy, you've thrown your hormones, you've thrown your whole body out of whack. So the first thing is to really to get grounded and skincare.
And how do you recommend people to get grounded?
Well, that's what they pay me to do. So it's ceremonial and rituals are the native belief. If you can't do that on your own, then you really have to go and have healers all around you to help you to get back into that. It's basically what I do. I'm doing a ceremony. I'm doing a ritual. I'm praying over somebody. If you don't know to do that every morning when you wake up and do your bath ritual, and even making coffee is a ceremony. And to honor your time in the morning, you greet the day, you go out and greet the earth, you greet the trees, and go into some prayer for your life of being alive today. That's the way our prayer starts. Thank you for my life today. So gratitude really helps to keep you in line and balanced. And it's to have an awareness of what you're doing to yourself, because until we stop and really feel, that's the feminine, when we really feel, we say, oh, boy, I didn't even know I had that pain in my shoulder, and I didn't know my neck was so sore.
Right.
I didn't know I was rushing so much, because we stay in that mode so we don't have to feel a lot of times. We numb ourselves.
Yes.
All cities, like you say, not just New York. New York is a big one, but...
Right. I mean, maybe the capital of the world, but then other cities take their cues from us.
Well, it's how do you take care of yourself? That's the cold, that's the wake-up call. That's looking at the cold truth of what is it that I do to nurture myself? How do I care for my body?
Right, wonderful. Okay, well, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last commercial break. We have one more segment to come back. And so perhaps when we come back, you can give some specific tips for our audience of how they can take better care of themselves. And also, I'd love to, if we have time, to even maybe talk about how you integrate the latest technology into this whole ritualistic practice.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, great. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Double Diamond Hour. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and my guest today is Kathleen Grace. And we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Double Diamond Hour. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and my guest this hour has been Kathleen Grace, founder of Interna Beauty, a wonderful beautician, skincare, all kinds of things. So, Kathleen, any more tips and any few suggestions for our audience of how they can take better care of their skin?
I think to really try to spend as much time in nature as you can. That's a little difficult in city areas, right. Is a real big tip, because that is just really very healing and nurturing in itself,
right.
Sitting in nature. The other thing that's important that people don't do anymore is taking baths. Taking and the ritual,
as opposed to a shower,
because it's very ritualistic. First of all, in honoring the water that is purifying our body, and I think things you can just do at home, like paying attention to washing your skin and creaming your skin, you know, and taking internal oils this time of year, especially in the winter time, our body needs a lot of oils, omega oils, to nurture, moisturize and nurture our bodies. Those are some wonderful things to do at home that would help your skin. Splashing your face with really, really hot water is very harsh this time of year, and then we walk outside to the cold air, it breaks the capillaries immediately. That's how you get the little broken blood vessels. So that's not that's a big tip, because it feels so good to get in that hot shower, and it's really damaging to the skin, dehydrating.
I see. So if you do take a hot shower, you might want to wash your face off afterwards with some cool water.
And to not even put your face directly under the shower. The stronger the blood wall has to be strengthened. What happens when we put pressure there is we actually break a capillary. That's really something to be careful of. But just lots of cream, lots of moisturizer. We have to have humidifiers on in the house right now. That really helps to hydrate the skin. You can take internal coconut oil and apply that even to your skin. It's a thing that you might have in the house. But I've just created my own line of skincare products featuring all Native American ingredients. So I'll be ready to launch those in the new year. So I have created some beautiful skincare products.
Oh, wonderful. And people will be able to find out about that on your new website when that launches?
When my website comes out in January, I will have all that information, or somebody could call me or email me in the meantime.
Wonderful. So just one thing very briefly. We don't have a lot of time left. I was just curious because I, having gone to a lecture of yours, I learned that you also incorporate some latest technology into sort of almost a very traditional-based sort of skincare practice that you have. How did you come about using technology in what you do?
Well, I was trained on in a European setting with... machines are always used in really a good skincare treatment.
Okay.
We can't clean our skin. We call it like going to the dentist. We can't brush our teeth the way the dentist can clean our. So having a skincare treatment with electricity is going as deep as you could possibly go. So we call it a deep cleansing treatment.
I see.
And so some of the new technology, of course, is the latest microcurrent, which is an all-natural facelift machine that helps to stimulate collagen and elastin, and it's working the muscles.
I see.
So that keeps people from going under the knife. And we can take about 10 years off. Basic facials, including, you know, disincrustation and... ultraviolet and things that are anti-inflammatory and really help to go into the, open the pores, and so we can really deep clean the skin. And we can help with removing pigmentation or healing acne and, you know, lines and wrinkles. Those are people's concerns.
Right.
So, and then the healing on top of that.
Wow. So you use the technology as well as your own energy, in a sense, to give people a full treatment.
That's right. Modern day science combined with ancient knowledge. Seeped in native knowledge, everything that I do.
That's wonderful.
Really, it's very ceremonial, really. Oh. That's why I think people enjoy it so much.
Out of curiosity, over the years that you've been doing this, what have you learned that's really surprised you along your path?
What's surprised me is how fast the body can heal. That's been the biggest surprise because, you know, consciousness takes place like that.
Right.
If you can receive the healing, really anything can happen. And so I really do believe in miracles and have been blessed to see those every day.
Really?
So in the internal body, that it's been a surprise and yet it's something I know. So I think that's the answer to that. There's probably a lot of things, but that would be what's intriguing to me.
Right. So it sounds like people are very open to the kind of message that you have these days.
People are very open. It is a an alternative way of doing things, and yet it's not. It's the latest technique. It's the latest technology. And
but it's also very ancient.
It's also very ancient, but you know, the Indians knew from the beginning. Those ingredients that I use in my products we're the ones that started it. So that's part of why I created it, to give honor to the plants and flowers that have been healing us for so long. And you know, even in modern medicine, aspirin and things, you know, any prescription that we take today comes from a basic plant or flower.
Yes. Right.
The basis from something we've always used from day one. So.
So there's a lot of, a tremendous amount of resources in just the garden that we have growing around us.
There is, but people, you know, I understand that people don't have time to go out and pick herbs and boil them on the stove and do poultices and skincare packs. And that's, but I do very similar to emulate something very similar to the old way of that, that might've taken place.
It reminds me, I don't remember if it's a Native American saying or from another culture, that if you have some disease or some problem, that there's something growing within 45 feet of where you live that has the cure to your ailment.
Yes, that's very true. The medicine is all around us, and the animals taught us that. And so that's why in some of the in the forests and in our environment today, when that gets moved or disrupted, it it really takes away all the medicines that are that are there. So we have to be careful of our have an awareness of our environment and our mother earth
and understand the importance of the environment.
And understand the importance because they've done a long way to take care of us. It's been a long time they've been taking care of us and healing us, so we're in gratitude for that.
So if someone wants to get in touch with you and learn more about what you do or book an appointment, how would they find you?
Well, I have an email right now, which is internabeauty@gmail.com,
which is internabeauty Beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y, at gmail.com.
Yes, Kathleen Grace. And then my phone number is 917-363-7882.
Wonderful. And your office is right here in Midtown, in Manhattan.
West 29th Street, West between 7th and 8th.
Beautiful,
yes, beautiful office space.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Kathleen. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. And so just to remind people, if anyone wishes to sign up for our spoon bending workshop, our last one of the year on December 14th, a Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m., please go to our meetup group, which is meetup.com/New Earth Society. There's still a few seats left for that. And please stay tuned. Coming up next, everybody's favorite astrologer, Uncle Monty Montgomery Taylor, with his show Living Consciously, with more wonderful insights from the stars and the planets and how we can make these cosmic energies relevant to our day-to-day life. Thank you for listening. Dr. Millie Lytle will be back next week for the Double Diamond Hour, and I will talk to you on Friday with my guest, Donna Davis, on the Conscious Consultant Hour. So everyone, please stay tuned. We will talk to you real soon.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a female entrepreneur ready to break through? Join us at Sexy Body, Sassy Soul, where women are empowered to ask for and receive what they truly want in love, life, and business. Tune in Thursdays at noon Eastern Time to learn tips and juicy secrets from inspiring women and men who dare to define their success. Get inspired, stay motivated, and define your version of joy and success with Sexy Body, Sassy Soul, every Thursday at noon New York Time on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.